Welcome to Security Wire Weekly, a CertSecurity.com podcast for October 15th, 2010. In addition, we talked to a security professional in the financial industry. Brian Simon of Integris Credit Union reveals the ongoing tug of war between compliance and security.
I just think that people lose focus and they get these check boxes and they put this work in and the work is good, but maybe they miss a few other things because it's just not part of that regulation. So it's not the regulation's fault, but everyone needs to keep focusing on their environment above and beyond the regulation.
Well, thanks for joining us. I'm Rob Westervelt. This week, we talked to a security professional who has to deal with the daily grind at a credit union based in Prince George, British Columbia. Brian Simon is a senior systems and security specialist there. I spoke to him following his presentation at McAfee Focus this week in Las Vegas. Simon shared some of his security best practices.
You mentioned during the presentation that just recently you were dealing with an issue, while at the same time, you know, you have to worry about uptime. It's a major issue for you. How do you juggle that?
Oh, it's tough. There's a lot of lost sleep. There's no easy way around that. It's just, and I mean, at the time actually that I was speaking to that, I had a lot of staff that was off as well. So it's that short-staffed, the resource-stricken nature of our industry. And actually, I've been talking to a lot of people at this conference. It's not just me. It is more pervasive than I was even aware, trying to deal with those issues, wear those different hats. Mm-hmm. But I think it's something that we need to have a refocus on that towards the security side, not just along the compliance, but so that we have the proper staff in place so that we don't have to lose sleep like that. We don't have to be tired, because if you're tired, that's when you're going to miss something.
You also talked about information sharing, and I'm curious, you know, in terms of the financial industry, is there a lot of information sharing between banks and other financial firms? I think you can go into that a little bit more. I mean, you know, in terms of the financial industry, is it any different than any other industry when it comes to some of these best practices that you get?
A lot of my best practices actually were, they're not just any industry specific. They can be any vertical. You know, because it just kind of, and that's what I kind of wanted to reach out there was not only these the challenges we face in the financial securities side of things, but people in other organizations face the same threats every day. And as far as the network monitoring, I just think that's something that we have to really repurpose in our environment. Yeah. A lot of people have put out these IDSs and IPSs from years ago, and maybe they just don't keep up with the environment anymore.
Are many of the tools and the security systems that you're deploying, are they driven by compliance and regulation?
That's an interesting question. Compliance and regulation are a part of our everyday life. I have what I think is maybe a different of a novel approach to it. We've all seen stories where people or organizations were compliant and they were still breached. You know, I was PCI compliant, but I still lost credit cards. So what it really comes down to is being compliant does not equal being secure. So for me, what I would like to see, and it's a lofty goal, and I don't know if I can attain it, but I try to make my security posture make me compliant with regulation. So I try to do as many of my own best practices as I can throughout my environment in the hope that it reduces the amount of work to be compliant with the regulation. And maybe it crosses over more than just one regulation. So killing more than one bird with a single stone, sure. So to speak.
But do you have a hard time maybe convincing those above you that compliance doesn't equal security? Is that a challenge?
I've actually been pretty fortunate that the management I've spoken with, there's a lot of hard numbers you can show them that being compliant doesn't always equal being secure. So, and that's not to say that the regulation is not important. The regulation and the compliance is incredibly important. I think it's important that we have safeguards put in place. I just think that people lose focus and they get these check boxes and they put this work in, and the work is good, but maybe they miss a few other things because it's just not part of that regulation. So it's not the regulation's fault, but everyone needs to keep focusing on their environment above and beyond the regulation.
You listed off a number of different areas that, where you're going to make some deployments. I think it's a host IPS you're going to eventually deploy, and a bunch of other technologies. Why have you decided to all of a sudden move forward? And are you standardizing basically all that list you had there on McAfee?
McAfee forms a large part of our environment, mm-hmm. and the key reason for that is they're very good with the product packaging. For a very good price, you get a lot of products. Yeah, so we run the Total for Secure business, so you get endpoint protection, you get email and web gateway protection, you get your networking, you get your data protection encryption for a reasonable price, and it's centrally managed. So that is something that's critical because a lot of the mid-sized organizations, they don't have the staffing levels, right? So it's really critical that you can centrally manage it and it's fairly easy to deploy. Now, it's the reason for deploying. It's just good practice. You don't want to rely. There's no silver bullet in security. There's just no one technology that's going to save you at the end of the day. So if some layer is compromised, you want to make sure that you have a secondary layer that can back you up and maybe capture that threat before it gets too far into your environment.
One area, and it was laid out by somebody in the audience, that McAfee doesn't necessarily specialize in is authentication, identity management. What are you guys doing for that? I mean, who are you using?
It's actually, I'm sorry, I can't speak to that.
Oh, you can't?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. You did mention that you were using an open source application or open source.
Well, we are using an open source package for some gray listing capabilities when it comes to the email side of things. And gray listing is just fantastic. It does a lot of work for reducing your spam. But as we roll out more of the McAfee product, there might be some overlap in there, and we would switch to the McAfee side just from the manageability with EPO.
What keeps you awake at night? Is it Zeus? You know, talk a little bit about what keeps you awake. What you worry about the most? Is it data leakage from your own employees? Is it Zeus?
I guess the only thing that would keep me awake at night is that we hadn't done enough in just one specific area. We have a good team. We have a good perspective.
I mean, you must think about Zeus, no? I mean, Zeus is huge for the financial industry.
Oh, I definitely think about that, and I worry about our customers, right? As far as Zeus is concerned,
yeah.
I think it comes back to user awareness training, making sure that that our customers and our own internal end users, whether they be at home or wherever, put appropriate security measures in place, right?
Yeah.
So that they can be better protected, so that some of these threats like Zeus don't happen to them as easily. I mean, that's really all it comes down to. Right. I mean, it's really important for the security professional not just to focus on their own organization, but to be out there and to promote better security. And if we do that, then I think we can turn the tide in this battle.
You mentioned network security, you know, needs to be a focus. What about insider threats? What about not necessarily malicious insiders, but accidental data leakage?
That's always a concern.
Yeah.
I mean, it just is. People don't intend sometimes to do bad things. It just happens. They're trying to do their job, or there's a misunderstanding, or maybe a business process it hasn't been implemented properly with the IT side of that. You know, maybe there's a control, and sometimes people just want to do their job. They're stressed out. They're trying to get things done in the time allotted. They have their own goals. They have to meet with their management, and so they look for ways around, and that's really where we've fallen short. Because it needs to be a better conversation between IT departments and the end users. And I'm not saying that's not everywhere. You know, I think that it's people do have good conversations and monitor their business processes, but maybe we can still do it better all around. Well, I don't know if there's a lot of information sharing per se between, say, different banks or for example, but you may have business partners that offer other services like insurance services and stuff like that. So there is some sort of data interchange. It would just depend on the specific circumstance that you're in.
I think you were referring, though, to, like, you know, if you discover a threat or something like that within your organization that you should share it, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, when it comes to that, I think people don't share enough information. It's just the way it is. I think people are just so concerned that somehow by talking about their security. Now, of course, I'm not going to go out and say, well, this is my configuration, but if I'm seeing something, why not share that information? If I'm seeing certain types of attacks, why not help the next guy along? Mm-hmm. You know, because at the end of the day, information security can't just be about your own organization's success. It has to be about protecting everybody else too, right? Not just your members. Why not help protect everybody else? I mean, maybe that's too noble or because.
Are we ever going to get to that point? And could something drive that? Is it regulation, more regulation, or compliance?
I don't think regulation or compliance will be able to address that, because it's more of a giving back, right? It's more of a philanthropy when it comes to sharing that information. I think it's just something that needs to be put into our education, you know, saying that, trying to assuage that fear, because maybe it's not a lot that people don't want to share, it's that they're scared to share, right? I think we need to turn that tide and say, listen, you telling me about something you saw, it doesn't make you any less secure than you were. And in fact, having additional information that you weren't aware of, because maybe I can share something with you down the road, that'll help you make you more secure, not less.
Well, that does it for this edition of Security Wire Weekly. Be sure to check out our previous podcasts by going to our podcast landing page at certsecurity.com/podcast. And as always, you can get the latest security news and information at our news page at certsecurity.com/news. For now, I'm Rob Westervelt. Have a great day.